Welcome to In Poor Taste for another episode.
Hello.
How's it going, Eric?
I'm here.
I am also here in the basement. Yeah.
J-Pro's here. Hey,
despite having been fired last week.
This is a new one.
Yeah, he's dancing.
He's not giving the thumbs up. He's raising the roof.
Little set of root tech from the left to the right. It's
the
nice.
Roof has been raised and the structure is now damaged. Way to go, J-Pro.
It's unfortunate that this isn't America's Got Talent, because you would have won, J-Pro, with those moves. Those were impeccable. He's back. He's back to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. He's wiggling his fingers in the air. He's got some hip thrusts. This is nice. All while seated, too. And he's wearing some plaid pajama pants that would knock you out.
It's professional.
Yeah.
That's why we call him J-Pro.
Well, they make the contours of his thighs pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Brings out the color of his. So, what's going on today? Got anything on your mind?
Well, we bought a house.
Yeah, how's the moving process working out?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. Thanks for your help, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
And even though you dropped everything that
you
picked
up. Well,
I had
to stress test a few of the items. Just wanted to make sure the boxes were properly packed, which they were not. So I'll give you low marks.
Yeah, and again, you yelled at my wife for not packing them, right?
Yeah.
And then
how else is she going to learn her lesson, Eric?
You know, maybe I should just have you move in to our guest bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and you can just, like, you know, coach me.
What are we talking about rent-wise?
I don't know. Like $100?
$100, I'm there.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to kind of, like, you know, not be seen.
Just kind of sneak around in and out. I'll just go in and out of that window. I think I can fit.
Okay.
I do have a couple of ninja outfits that I can use and smoke bombs. Like, you guys will be watching TV and all of a sudden a smoke bomb will roll out into the living room. And then you hear the front door. And I'm gone. You
like, what kind of smoke bomb? Like those cheesy ones that you buy with like the terrible smoke that just...
Yeah, that's like, all your like, walls are going to be stained yellow after one time.
Shit. That was the worst color too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yellow?
Yeah, that was
because it wasn't
not
really, like, yellow.
It was like if you... Did you ever take dandelions and just smear them on someone and, like, stain their skin yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that color.
I used to do that to myself.
Yeah?
I used to bully myself.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, you're from the tiny little farm town of Sugar Grove,
When you don't have bullies, you have to provide one for yourself.
Yeah, it's a valuable life lesson that you teach yourself.
Exactly. That's how you learn things.
Boy, when I was your age, we didn't even have bullies. We had to bully ourselves.
Come on now, man up. Be a man and bully yourself.
Pull your underwear up your own ass crack until you cry uncle, and then punch yourself in the face.
So that's what basically a life lesson there.
Yeah.
Write that down, people. This show isn't just for comedy.
That's right. We want to, look, America, there's a serious problem in our nation. As the bullies face extinction, we must put them on the endangered species list. Don't you know? For every bully that's lost, that's one pussy child that will never get his ass beat.
Wow.
Look, I grew up getting bullied, and I'm way better off for it. Sure, I have PTSD. Sure, sure, I'm xenophobic now to everyone who's not in my immediate group of friends or family. But, you know, that makes me a stronger individual inside.
Right.
You know, sure, I sleep on a pile of guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This is America. Why wouldn't
you? Sure, I put on a condom before leaving the house. But... Huh? You must always be safe, always have protection. And especially in the cold weather, you don't want to get frostbite.
No, you don't want your...
On your little pilly patcher.
What did I call it a couple episodes? The one-eyed worm?
I call him my little...
Your main vessel.
I call him my little pilly patcher. We called him the vampire refueling dock.
What did you call it when you were a kid?
That's what I called it, a vampire refueling dock, because the vampires would fly up.
You knew what vampires were
suck the blood out of my
when you were 2 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to reveal...
My first word was vampire.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your second word?
Blood.
Vampire blood.
I want to suck your blood.
Mm, that's a good impression.
Yeah, I looked a lot like Eddie Munster. With that crow's, what do you call that? Crow's beak?
I heard that you just,
what do you call that?
You use that it's a widow's peak.
Crow's beak, I think it's called.
A crow's beak? It can be. That'll work. Your mom told me that you used to take a Sharpie and color that in because you wanted to be Eddie Munster so bad.
Yeah, I did. And then I would Sharpie my blonde hair to be black hair and cut it all off by myself.
Every single strand.
And
he'd stay up all night.
I would pretend to sleep, but then I would sneak downstairs and I would cut the stairs apart and I put in a big mechanism that would cause the stairs to lift up and I got a dragon to live under the stairs.
Wow.
Just like the show.
Hmm. Movie magic.
Yeah, absolutely. I found that did you think that the Munsters were better or that the other show? What the fuck was the name of the other show?
The Addams Family?
The Addams Family. Which one did you prefer? Maybe it was the Addams Family that had the dragon under the stairs. Addams Family was better.
The Addams Family did have the stairs that opened.
Okay.
But that's where Uncle Fester lived.
Oh. So it was the Munsters that had the dragon under the stairs.
I think so.
I can't remember.
Oh, come on, people. Can you
enlighten someone call us? In. Call into the show.
Call in.
For a secret
call in
number.
Live right now.
Call in live. We are standing by taking your calls.
A live broadcast.
We're standing by taking your calls here, folks, for a pair of tickets to see Creed or whatever.
Good one. But no, for real, we actually do have a ticket contest that we're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was just bullshitting.
No. I should have sent you the email, the link to it. But my email was kind of like messed up. So we are going to have a contest here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drop it on me.
Okay. It is coming.
Drop it like it's hot upon me. Drop it like a hot potato.
Drop it. Irrit. Okay, here it is.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled potatoes, pulled out his pecker, and probably tried to wreck ya. Sorry, we got these new pea poppers, and I want to pop all the peas.
Popping all the peas. We did. They're nice. I have a hard time seeing J-Pro now.
I call them pea popping daddies.
But, okay. So here we are. So we're going to have a ticket contest, and coming up soon, very soon, if you keep listening, we will have this contest ready, and you can call in and see the new band, Accordion Death Squad. It's a progressive accordion death metal band from the fiery pits of Satan's asshole, which I think would be Detroit.
Yep, sounds like Detroit.
Okay. So, in a few segments or coming up soon, whenever, we will...
whenever. We'll decide.
Just keep listening, though, because if you don't, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay.
Station.
So I think we should talk about these pea poppers a little bit. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, pea popping daddies. I like them. You can throw all the pea pops you want at them.
Pa 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 boom.
Pa 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 chia.
You like that? I bet J-Pro.
We just start translating things to have peas in them.
J-Pro is just shaking his head in disgust. Like, this is all they got? This is all they can do? Just sit there and pop peas in front of the microphone? Well, goddamn it, that's funny to me.
Well, pardon me, Eric, but I'd really like to possibly ponder the pagan beliefs in the continent of Pangaea.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeists pooped in my...
pants?
Poltergeists pooped in my pants.
I think poltergeists would have the capability to poop in someone's pants.
They shit my pants for me. It was.
You ever like the ghost shit? Like where the fuck did it go?
It was as disgusting as it was convenient.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of like, how did it get there? That's kind of weird. That's awesome. But
I didn't have to do. I didn't have to actually poop my own pants. They came pre-pooped.
Oh,
Poltergeist pre-pooped my.
Isn't that a new fad in Hollywood?
Polish pants. I got them in Poland.
They're pooping their pants.
They pooped their pants in Poland.
It's because they take all those diet pills and they just can't, like, shit right, so they just shit whenever, like, they sneeze or something.
One thing you didn't know about the Beatles. Me and Paul pooped our pants in Poland.
No! Ringo!
It was during the recording of Penny Lane.
Oh, yeah?
Precisely.
Who am I supposed to be, John?
I hope not. You don't sound much like him, you know.
Oh, I meant George.
Don't you know? These are both pretty goddamn difficult to do. Now I'm slipping into Scottish.
Ah!
And if I go into Scottish, you know, I might turn it to Irish. And I might take a turn to Ireland.
Oh,
and
will
have
you
a
know?
Little ale in the barn. I don't know why I'm going to the barn.
Because that's where you go when you're drunk.
You go in there when you're drunk. And you get a little drunker.
So
don't
you drink some more.
Hey,
you never quit drinking when you're in Ireland.
Go down to town and get a little bit more to drink, don't you know?
Our leprechaun has showed up.
Yeah. Let's just let him on the mic here then, I guess. This lucky little guy.
Okay.
This little green-clad lucky little guy. He's
come
so
here.
Cute.
He'll pinch his cheek. Ow, he bit me.
Hands off of me!
I
shall bite off your...
I thought
and
that's
whistle.
I thought that's what you guys liked.
I'll bite off your bells and whistle, you little fuck.
Oh, you mean my twig and berries.
Get out of my way here when I'm on the mic.
Hey, you just took my beer.
Look, the reason I'm here is to talk about me new album.
What? Okay, I guess we have time for... We have a little bit of time for you.
It's called I Shot Your Woman and I Stole Your Lucky Charms.
Why would you do that?
It's a long title, I know. But
it's a working
title? I have a lot to say.
Is it a working title?
Well, yes. It hasn't been released yet, don't you know? Allow me to drop a few lines on you.
Okay, go ahead.
Little laddie.
Yeah.
I'm from the Moors, and I'm here to say, I like to rap in a major way.
Wow, pretty good. You got any more?
Yes, they're very original lines.
Yes. I'd say that's the best rap I've ever heard out of Ireland.
I would say that my...
Maybe the only rap I've
heard. My major... Muse would be Chaucer, and I think it's obvious.
Yes, it's very obvious. You've got it down, Pat.
Well, yes, I'm trying to think of another song here that I could drop upon you. I don't have many, I just started yesterday. And
it shows.
The album, if you look at the cover here, I just drew it in crayon.
You drew it on the crayon?
I drew it in crayon.
Oh, sorry, I heard that wrong.
You know, like Crayola.
Your accent is so thick, I didn't understand it.
Yes, and I think my voice has gotten deeper as I've spoken this entire time.
I was just...
I'm only 2 foot 7,
I didn't want to bring
seven,
it up, I just thought you were going through puberty.
I'm only 2 foot 7, and I live entirely on four-leaf clovers.
Do leprechauns go through puberty?
They do, aye. When they're 2 months old.
Wow.
They pop out, and, you know, before you know it, they've got the hairiest little peckers.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
No, Jamie.
Aye, they're the cutest thing you ever did see.
So, let me ask you something. As a leprechaun.
What is all this Jamie yelling? I don't understand.
I was just going to bring that up. Have you ever seen, since you're from Ireland and you're a leprechaun, have you ever seen The Secrets of Ronan Ish?
I can't say that I have.
And there's a little boy on there that runs naked, and you see his little boy butt, and...
Well, isn't that
little
lad?
They're yelling, Jamie!
So cute, the wee little lad running
Jamie.
Around with his poly nodger, just slapping him in the knees with his incredibly hairy cock. I assume it was a leprechaun.
It could have been.
His hairy little Peter Padger.
Peter Padger?
Are you making fun of me now?
Yes.
Don't make me come across this
I
table.
Yeah, you can't. What are you going to do?
I've got an empty ale and a full ale.
Look, you got a little pot over here. Oh, look at your little pot. Oh, it's cute. Oh, what are you gonna take these little gold coins and you gonna do something with them, huh?
Are you finished? Because I'm gonna come across this table and I'm gonna uppercut you in your stupid chin.
Yeah, right. You little tiny.
Hiya!
Ah, son of a bitch.
That's right. That's what you get for talking shit.
And you can punch really fucking hard. Ah.
My name is Rapping Peter, and I'm here to say
God
I don't remember
it.
My name from earlier today.
You fucking broke my nose. Well, fuck. Now I have to go to the hospital. So once I get this set, we'll come back and we'll have to. Oh, fucking A.
Well, I'm getting out of here the same way I
you
came
little
in.
Fucker.
Through the.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going through the heat ducts. The same way
man.
I came in, don't you know?
God, I'm losing a lot of fucking blood.
Well, while this bastard bleeds out, why don't you all fuckers listen to some music?
I'm not feeling so well. Oh my, oh.
Broken down storefront on the strip. couldn't pay his workers, so they all quit. He couldn't pay himself, so we had to close. I'm driving by, said it chills my bones. And it's an ancient sin. Don't you hate us when we write the songs that others live? And you can tell your crew, and you can tell your kin, we keep your songs how they fell in. Something better off coming down the stairs, but you won't ever marry her. Stop what you're doing in your fairyland.
To the game, folks. It's been a great game. It's a high
tense,
velocity
I would
game.
Say.
Yes, they're really, really moving it around down there.
Lindoff has already lost his bladder all over the ice. The ice crew came on and scraped it off.
That was a disturbing sight. But we're back from commercial. Everything's cleaned up. We're ready to get back to the action. And
here we are starting the period.
We're on the left circle here in front of the away team's goal, the Gophers. And here's the ref to drop the puck. He drops the puck. The faceoff's won.
You forgot.
Back to the point.
Oh, you forgot to announce that there's free popcorn tonight for all the young kids under 5. I'm sorry to interrupt you during the gameplay, but no one cares about that.
And they've scored a goal, but I guess you wouldn't care about that.
Oh, wow, man.
And the game has already started back at center ice. Here they go, dropping the puck. It's back to the right defenseman, puts it along the boards, and they work it down into their end. He's really strong on that stick today. Move it around deep.
You know, the last time the Gophers showed up here, they left half of the team off of the bus. And they had to walk back home.
That's great, but they've just scored another goal.
Oh.
I'd really like it if we could stick to
the gameplay. Well, I guess the cap has come off the Bisquick, and it's all over the counter.
He put that puck right through the goalie's legs, and I gotta tell you, folks, if he doesn't get up off his knees, he's gonna be eating a lot of pucks.
Yes, that's right.
There's gonna be a lot of sticks going right between his legs.
A lot of penetration, deep.
All right, well, we've got about a minute left in this period as the play commences. The puck is won by the Gophers. They put it back to the defense and move it along the boards. They can get it in deep. They dump it deep. Oh, he's hit hard
along
the boards.
Oh, look, there's two people over there kissing.
He really got railed.
There's two people over. They're kissing on the kiss cam.
The puck's being moved back to the point here. And
did they score again?
He loses control. And he can't keep penetration. He can't finish while he's deep in their end. The puck's coming back. He's on a breakaway. He makes a move and he puts it in the cage.
Oh dear. Another person has lost an ear. A skate has come off and torn their ear right off.
There's a melee along the boards now. Looks like the players are using their skates as weapons. This isn't good. There's blood all over the ice.
This is a classic move. Classic move. Edmonton used to do this.
Jeez. That is a terrible way
back
to
when,
go out.
Back when Richard Terror,
And punches are being
coat.
Thrown and... God he, damn it, I'd like to get back to the action here, Terry.
I think they scored again.
They haven't scored, they're fighting. You're watching television.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, folks, we've got to go to commercial while they clean the blood off the ice. We'll be back with more action. Gophers versus Beavers.
Are you addicted to Mountain Avalanche soda? Good! Now try new Mountain Avalanche plum flavor! If you don't, you will die! New Mountain Avalanche plum flavored soda with a taste of it, it'll fuck you up!
Welcome back, folks. We've got the ice cleaned back up, and we're ready to drop the puck again here in the offensive zone. The Beavers have won the faceoff back to the defense, and they are working it around at the point. And oh my goodness, a stick check by the defense breaks him loose. He's taking off. He's past both defensemen at the blue line. He's in on goal. He makes a move. The goalie
Ladies
comes out to
Ladies and
meet.
Gentlemen, bobblehead night is brought to you by Party Crane LLC, Paper Cranes by Ruthless.
Hey. Puck is at the other end. The goalie made a huge save, but you wouldn't know that. And plays whistled dead. All right. Well, it looks like the puck was hit out of bounds there, out into the stands.
And hope nobody was hurt.
Here we are, back to the play, folks. The puck is dropped, and it's moved back and up again on down the boards, and the Beavers are moving it down into the. Deep into the offensive zone, deep into their end, smoothly moving it back and forth, in and out, from the top to the bottom. Gripping their sticks right, and oh, he releases a shot right into the goalie's chest.
That was some great penetration by the offense. I hope the goalie stretched before the game.
That's absolutely right, Terry, and thank you for paying attention to the hockey game for once. That is a nice change of pace.
Thank you, Bill.
The puck is dropped here, and the defense just flings it out of the zone, and that's going to be an icing, folks. Clear cut. That was a sloppy play.
Clearly, that's the Mountain Avalanche soda play of the game.
How?
That was some incredible icing. You could put that on a cake and give it to me for my birthday.
All right, well, the Beavers have made their change, and they're back up, ready for the faceoff. The linesman drops the puck, and the Gophers work it back to the blue line, and a slap shot on net, and it bounces the rebound back out. He takes the puck, he shoots and scores.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to validate your parking.
I can't believe I
What?
Have you ever seen a hockey game?
I'm watching one now on my TV over here.
That's not the right game.
Oh, sorry.
Unbelievable. Let's cut to commercial here, folks. We'll see you on the other end with some more exciting hockey between the Beavers and the Porcupines.
Casadoro Brothers.
Hello, I'm Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Steve.
Bring your wife down to Casadoro Brothers and we show her our incredible sticker handling skill.
That's us.
Also, we know just how to score a goal with your wife. Every time we touch a puck, your wife had turned to gold.
That's us.
So come on down and achieve your gold! Crazy gold.
Casadoro Brothers.
South Hills, Pittsburgh.
That's us.
This week's Not Cool Bro is brought to you by Frankenstein's Catnip Farm. Let's get fucked up.
Meow.
Wah, wah.
Not cool, bruh.
You know what's not cool, bruh? When a kid says he dies and goes to heaven and then writes a best-selling book about it and then a movie's made about it and everybody's believing all the crazy ass hype and millions of dollars are poured this kid's way and they find out that he just made it up.
Well, that's not cool, bruh. But I gotta say, didn't his dad help him write the book?
Yes, he did.
So, this kid was like 10 or 11 years old. Don't you think the dad is the one? I mean, I bet he's like over his shoulder coaching him like, yeah, and then didn't you see Jesus, little Jimmy? Didn't you see Jesus? Was Jesus there? He welcomed you into heaven with open arms, didn't he? Didn't
yes.
Jesus? And then he said, listen, little Timmy, I don't remember if I said Jimmy or Timmy. listen, little Jim Tim, if we write this book, we'll be millionaires. And Jesus we'll be happier because we'll be able to donate even more money, like $2 or $3 extra a week, to the church. So I think the dad's just got money eyes, and that is...
not cool, brah.
So fuck both those bastards.
Fuck them.
I guess it's a little harsh. I just think it's harsh to take it entirely out on the brainwashed child.
Yeah, he didn't really understand. Maybe he, you know, maybe his father just told him that was the truth, and he just was so crazy, the father, that it just brainwashed him. So,
yeah, talk about taking advantage of your kid. Mm-hmm. Not cool,
brah.
Yeah, moving on to our other segment, which is called Burning Bridges.
Yes.
I don't think we have any sort of theme song for that one just yet, but so let's just try to yeah. 3, 2, 1. Burning bridges, burning all your bridges, gonna burn your bridges now.
3, 2, 1.
Burning the bridges,
burning all your bridges,
burning the bridges now.
3, 2, 1.
Burning the bridges, burning the bridges,
burning all the bridges
now.
Burning all the bridges.
It's pretty good.
If you put your finger up to your ear, it makes you sing better.
Burning all the bridges. J Pro's over here like making us do this over and over and over again.
Yeah, he's cracking the I don't want to say cracking the whip. I think it looks like I just did.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Burning the bridges, burning all your bridges,
burning the bridges, yeah!
Yeah!
Should I say now or yeah?
Burning bridges,
burning all your bridges,
burning the bridges now! Yeah!
And then I would assume that they would be like flames and stuff.
Ba da ba, yeah!
Oh no. That could go bad. That could go real bad. You might want to cut that one out.
No way, man. That's like who was it? Vanilla Ice and the funk song. Who was that?
No, that was David Bowie.
But that's right. It was a Bowie song.
It was.
Under pressure. No. I said they go bum dum dum da da dum dum. My song goes bum dum 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 da da dum dum.
Dum dum dum.
Dum dum.
Hey dum dum.
Dum 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 dum. That's dumb, how dumb. My song goes. Your song goes dum 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 dum.
Hmm. I get it now.
Yeah. It's a
definitely
rather...
a ripoff though.
Oh sure, but you know.
I guess
if
you change enough
binding.
Things, then
you just gotta.
Well, hell, you can borrow anything.
You know, I forgot what the fuck we were supposed to be doing. Oh yeah,
burning bridges.
You know, we were talking on the way over here. You got a little heated talking about one blonde-headed ogre named. Nancy Grace.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Burn that bridge.
Okay, let's burn these bridges now.
Burn that bridge.
Well, I've seen her around, and I've kind of tried to not you know, get involved.
Beat your dick when you're looking at her? Or
yeah, that is really hard. Let me tell you, that first off, it is very hard not
Are
to pull my dick out.
Are you the one that impregnated
it? Yes. Don't tell my wife.
That's disgusting. I think she has teeth in her vagina.
Oh, yes. I have scars. But
scars, you mean.
Yes. So I don't really go out of my way to read her things or see her videos or broadcasts mm-hmm. or whatever. But the other day,
shitty-ass
somebody
show.
Had posted the video of 2 Chainz, you know, supporting cannabis, recreational cannabis.
Never heard of it. Go on.
Okay. Either have I, but that's what I wanted to figure out what it was all about. So, so yeah, 2 Chainz is on there, which I really don't follow 2 Chainz either. I've heard a few of his songs, and I think he's a funny guy just mm-hmm. because of the name 2 Chainz. That's pretty
yeah.
cool. But yeah, she's just oh man, so irritating. I want to near in the right in the face and like try to push.
What did she say specifically? Specificity is the soul of narrative.
Specificity.
Specificity is the soul of narrative.
Hmm. Did you just... I should write that down.
Diction is the soul of
quote,
radio shows.
Over-diction. Sean.
This is my over-diction voice. I'm starting to sound like a computer reading something back to you.
Okay. I'm creeped out now.
I'm starting to slip into a Kermit the Frog. Oh no, it's not easy being green. I'm sorry, folks. This happens from time to time.
In a town in Western Ontario.
I can't do it as good as you did it, but
oh, my my Kermit the Frog, Neil Young.
Oh, that was great. That was a good night.
Neil Mitt the Frog.
Specificity, right? Specificity?
Specificity.
Okay, you said it. I'm not saying it again. Specificity. I don't need to learn these words because I don't plan on using them. So basically, she would just interrupt him and over play this video of a irresponsible mother letting her, I think it was a 2-year-old son, smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And she was outraged. And of course, 2 Chainz was like, well, that's just ridiculous. That woman is irresponsible and obviously shouldn't have kids. But he was bringing up good points about the,
what did she say?
The other side. Well, she just interrupted and was like, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't.
What did he understand?
Her face.
Specificity is the soul of narrative, Eric. Specificity.
So basically, it comes down to if you're a responsible parent and you can smoke some cannabis and maintain that you're not going to give it to your children. She's so goddamn. It looks like a linebacker's coming after you. Like, she should have a number 66 on her chest, wearing a jersey, and like, coming after you.
She looks like if you just took a whole entire roll of transparent tape. What do you call that? The invisible tape. You just wrap it all the way around your face, and then just it scrunches down. Then you put a few strips, you know, vertically, and then a few strips sideways, and you could get the Nancy Grace patented facial wrinkle.
She just, I don't know. I kind of turned it off after a while because she just reminds me of like the really irritating, overbearing school librarian that just has no idea how to deal with people, so she just forces her way around life, and people just start saying yes to her and kind of just sucking her metaphorical balls, if you know what I'm saying.
What I want to know is how...
She's just so irritating.
I'd love to know how the engineer is able to take out that sound whenever they're recording the show, that...
Oh, you mean of her cavernous vagina?
No, well...
Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's more like a...
I hear it now. Totally different.
It's more of a...
Okay. What's that then?
That's the sound of the wind whipping past her ear with her cavernous and empty skull.
Oh.
Just the wind echoing in her empty skull her ear.
I was starting to think that you were saying that it was like a Arctic blast. Every time she comes into a room, she's just like so fucking cold that
she's
the polar vortex follows her around. That's a good theory. She is the polar vortex.
She's the polar vortex. That makes a lot of sense.
Holy shit. I just figured
she's a personified.
This out.
She's like a dryad, but only for like...
This just in. Nancy Grace is the polar vortex. Stay tuned for more. I've burned my bridges.
Casadoro brothers.
Hello, I'm Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Fativa, he take your wife money up front, and I give it to her in the back.
That's us.
We have a 3-way approach to manipulate your wife's jewels.
We'll pound your wife's gold.
Our jewels will touch your wife in an intimate way.
That's us.
Come on down, Casadoro brothers. South here's Pittsburgh.
Casadoro Brothers.
Coming up soon, you're going to get your chance to win tickets to see Accordion Death Squad. Stop on down to Mr. Wu's Dung Cakes. It's the best place in the town to get dung cakes. Now with 2 locations, one on the north side and one on the south side, Mr. Wu's Dung Cakes. Oh, smells so good.
Mr. Wu's Dung Cakes, steaming hot!
Welcome back to WIPT. I'm Conrad Truffle. With me today is Blake Whittledorf, author of Apostles' Creed. Welcome, Blake.
Actually, it's Chuck Lester, and the name of the book is The Appetite Activities. It's a true story.
My apologies.
Based on my life.
My apologies. I don't know why my notes say Blake Whittledorf, Apostles' Creed. So, Blake, tell me...
It's okay.
Blake, tell me about the appetite activities, as you put it.
Well, basically...
Now, this is a true story, am I correct?
Yes, it is based on my life.
An autobiography.
Mm-hmm. So what happened was I lived in a very poverty, war-stricken territory.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Go on.
They had these activities...
Very interesting.
Every year. And they would hand-select...
Continue
through
talking.
A lottery system of who would compete in these activities.
That's shocking news.
My sister was selected through a lottery system, and I opted to go instead of her, and...
That's rather brave.
Yes, yes, I'm a very brave man. I will stand up for what I believe, and I entered the activities and fought tooth and nail with other hand-selected, participants... And mm-hmm. I ended up winning and becoming the almighty champion of the appetite activities.
That story is surprisingly similar to a blockbuster movie which was released a few years back called The Hunger Games.
No, nothing. This is a true story. It happened to me years ago, like 20 years ago. So how could it be the same? It's not.
Well, I don't mean
it's to... It's even got a different title.
I don't mean to insinuate that you're lying.
It's nothing even close. They stole my story.
That seems rather implausible. Did you not just write this book a year ago?
Well, I've had the idea for, like...
The idea, I see.
My whole life.
So this did not happen or did happen to you?
It did happen, but...
What country was this in?
It was in... I gotta go. I gotta go. Oh, no. Found out.
Well, this has been WIPT, All About Everything. Join us again next week, where we discuss crab cake.
WIPT Radio.
Today's public radio, tomorrow. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Eric's a little banged up here.
Yeah, that little fucker got me. My nose is broken. They said it won't be healed for another 8 months.
He came at you with that huge uppercut.
Yeah.
For a little 2 foot tall guy, dude, he can really jump.
He's like Air Jordan of leprechauns.
Yeah, he's got almost his entire body.
Where did he even come from?
Of a vertical
leap. Did he say that he was leaving through the furnace?
Yeah, he came crawling. I saw him at a corner of my eye come crawling out of the heating.
So he is magical, or?
I saw him crawl out of the heater duct.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how magical he is, but he is wily. I'll say that. And he's angry.
What do those Aussies say? They're,
No, he was Irish.
Well, I know, but there's an they're cheeky. He's a cheeky fella. That's what they say. He's a cheeky fella.
He's a cheeky little...
Do you think there are any leprechauns in Australia?
Australian leprechauns? They would be really tough then.
Probably. Uh-huh. Those would be some cheeky fellas.
Yeah, I mean, you got a colony of prisoners.
It's a very small island, too.
Colony of prisoners versus a nation of people who have been trodden upon by the English for thousands
of years.
And they
have, like, the most fucked up wildlife over there.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
just
giant
about everything's
spiders and
everything's out to kill you here, mate.
Oh, hey, you're in the brush now, mate.
You're right out there with the wallabies.
There's a lot of cheeky fellas out there.
Don't try to catch any goannas with your bare hands. That's pretty bad.
Oh, I think they're after me gold.
Yeah.
How's that?
I had to wrestle a goanna for me gold.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty bad Australian accent.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a pot of gold.
Oh.
A spot of tea.
At the end of every knife.
Now I'm going into
British.
At the
end of every knife, there's a pot of gold.
In Australia, yeah.
Uh-huh. Man, my arm feels weird. I think he might have caused some nervous damage, too.
Nervous damage?
Or I meant what is that?
You're damaged and nervous now for any small man in green that you see?
Yeah, I'm nervous in front of... Man, St. Patrick's Day is going to be tough for me now.
Yeah, oh man, that's really rough.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay away from the parade this year.
Right? That's almost as bad as being afraid of Santa Claus is at the St. Nicholas Day Parade.
So how long was I out for anyway?
You laid there for a good half an hour while blood pooled around you. J-Pro and I threw a couple back, finished watching the hockey game, and came back down. And you were still out, so we dragged you into the car and took you to the hospital, and the doctor was able to shove some cotton balls up your nose and reset that bad boy. And yeah, so it's been a few hours.
Didn't I need a blood transfusion?
Yeah, you had to. We had to. Half of it was because you had been drinking, and your blood is so thin. The other half is just because the damage to your nose was extensive. You passed out right onto the table face first.
And I hit my nose again, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. You hit. It was the uppercut, and then the nose. Your nose. He didn't hit you in the nose. He uppercutted you in the jaw, knocked you cold, and your nose slammed the table.
That's why it hurts.
Yep.
Too.
Yep.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, he did. He hit the select button. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Whack.
Like if this were Punch Out, he did the double tap.
No, he hit select on your ass.
Yeah.
Remember that part whenever they would fall sideways? Right, left, right, left. Is he going to go down? And he slams face first.
Oh, yeah. And then here.
And they did that terrible TKO.
Yeah. I think they
Mario.
Do you think they didn't have proper recording equipment when they did?
It's 8-bit. I don't believe they recorded that at all. It's just some Japanese dude, you know, making sounds come out of it.
Oh, he was in the TV.
Yeah, there was a small Japanese leprechaun in your television.
Oh, leprechauns in Japan too.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring it to you this way, but that's how all electronics work. There's tiny leprechauns in every electronic device. That make it work, and leprechaun technology has gotten so good that they get smaller and smaller, and hence smartphones.
So it's like an android almost.
Yeah, well, but they are androids. Now they're making leprechauns in factories in China. But yeah, I mean, I think you'll be good though. One thing though is the continuous hospital bills that we've been suffering on this show. We are deep in the red.
About like 20 grand?
I don't even want to talk about it. Okay. It's unrealistic.
We'll have our accountant, J-Pro, go through the files later.
Yeah. Seems like...
Thumbs down.
He's got thumbs down for us. Every time he fucks with the QuickBooks, we somehow have less money at the end.
J-Pro, it's looking as if you may never get a microphone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to make a lot of money from sponsors. And with only one listener, it is hard to sell ads. That's why we have such terrible... sponsorship. Yes. I mean, the sponsors we have on this show, just bottom of the barrel.
I think they're definitely not from America. I think they're overseas commercials.
What? The commercials?
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, you got to go scrape the bottom.
You got to, we're bottom feeders.
That's right.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll be middle feeders.
Yeah, we got to work our way up to middle feeding.
Is that a thing? Middle feeding?
Yeah, yeah. I've played Odell Lake. I know what that's about.
Okay.
Middle feed. You just got to make sure you don't go too shallow or the eagles will get you. Mm-hmm. But if you go too deep, then, you know, you get the big fish.
Was that the game that was like Oregon Trail?
Yeah, it was like Oregon Trail for fish.
Okay. Oh, those games are awesome.
Yeah. There's a new one I've been playing. It's called Oregon Trail. And it's
you told me about that.
It's a zombie apocalypse. And instead of being in a wagon, you're in a station wagon. And you start off in D.C., and the first city that you stop at is Pittsburgh. And when you get there, it's just a picture of a bridge, and it says, welcome to beautiful Pittsburgh. And it's fantastic. I laugh my ass off.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I should play it sometime.
Yeah.
Because I loved Oregon Trail.
Yeah, it's great.
Or Oregon Trail.
Yeah, instead of going hunting, you go scavenging, and the zombies come after you, different types of zombies. And you just got to shoot them to keep them from attacking you. So rather than going out for shooting food, you're shooting the things so you can grab like shopping carts and piles of money and parts for the car and stuff. It's a badass game. And it's got the shitty old Amiga style graphics that everybody has come to know and love.
Yes. Everyone loves those.
Yeah. So this episode brought to us by Amiga. It's fucking old. Upgrade your goddamn computer.
8-bit excellent.
I can't fucking believe you're still using an Amiga. I would tell you a website, but they didn't have one back then because the internet hadn't been invented. Well, you're not looking too good, dude. How are you feeling over there? A little dizzy? Oh. All right, he's puking up blood. All right, well, we should probably get moving along here, folks.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Sean. I think a piece of my kidney just came up.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. All right, let's get out of here before he pukes again on Mike, because we're going to lose our one and only listener.
Here's another $10,000 bills.
Yeah, we're just going to get you some Epicac to puke that up. You'll get over it.
Epicac, okay. That's like that exploding vomit thing, right?
I don't know what exploding. It does make you projectile vomit.
I've seen a video of a guy that drank it, and he just basically turned into a fire hydrant out of his mouth.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Okay, cool.
We'll have you on that
soon. I've always wanted to try that stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna force feed you some of that.
Okay.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to go make thanks Eric puke listening. All over the place. Thanks for listening again here. And as we say every week, quit touching yourself.
Welcome back to In Poor Taste, where we make your ears feel like butter.
Welcome back to WIPT. We're here today with author Brent Whittledorf.
It's actually Chuck Lester.
Well, I apologize for that, Brent. Now, I can't remember my own name, so if someone could throw that at me. Anyone? Justin? You don't remember it? Conrad...
Truffle. Conrad Truffle.
Welcome back to WIPT. I'm Conrad Truffle, and with me here is Blake Whittledorf. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the studio.
Chuck Lester.
Did I say Lester? Oh, Chuck Lester.
You said Blake Whittledorf.
No, I know. I'm going to continue to... You just have to correct me, because that's funny.
Okay, all right, we'll do that.
Welcome back to WIPT. I'm Conrad Lester.
Conrad Truffle.
I gotta write that down.
Conrad Truffle.